刚才我们唱的一首诗歌里面，他说 How could I forget your love?
The song we just sing just now, How could I forget your love?
And how could I forget your mercy?
And how could I forget your mercy?
You satisfy my desire. And the great, great is the measure of my Father's love. 我们每次唱这样的诗歌的时候，我们在主面前安静，我们的心真的是要被主的爱来感动。
Every time we sing such a song, as we meditate, and we, our hearts will be greatly touched by the love of the.
我是在一个小的教会里面得救的。
I was saved in a rather small church.
我也是在一个小的教会里面聚会成长。
And I also grew up in a small church.
在我们当中的年长的弟兄姊妹们常常教导我们一件事。
And then our elderly brothers often taught us.
他说如果我们常常在主爱的面前，如果不被主的爱感动，
If we don't be touched by the love of God often,
我们如果每一次在剥饼的时候没有被主的爱来感动，
If we are never touched or not touched often by the love of God at the communion,
这可能是比我们一切属灵的情形都要让我们更加警醒。
And this is something that should worry us.
因为弟兄姊妹们，我们知道如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
Because we all know that today what remains is a faith, love, and hope.
这三样其中最大的是
And the greatest of all these is love.
如果我们离开了这个最大的爱，
If we depart from this greatest love,
说真的，我还真的不晓得要怎么样在神的面前过生活。
That we don't know how to live before God.
从今年开始，在年轻人当中我们有一个圣经的课程。
Starting from this year, we started a Sunday school class among the youth, the Bible survey class.
我们预备用一年多的时间，新旧约我们带年轻人走过一遍。
We plan to spend more than a year to walk through the entire Bible with the young people.
弟兄姊妹们，知不知道在我们当中上这个圣经课程最年轻的是几岁？
Do you know who is the youngest? How old is the youngest of our students?
有没有弟兄姊妹们要猜一下？
Yes.How old is our youngest student?
举下手好不好？你们觉得参加圣经课程最年轻的几岁？
Guess who is the youngest? How old is our youngest student?
十岁。
10 years old.
说真的，他还不到那个年龄来参加圣经课程。
Actually, he's not old enough for this class.
我们圣经课程是给从11岁开始的孩子们参加的。
Because our class is for people who are 11 or older.
他只有十岁。
And he's only 10 years old.
但是弟兄姊妹，我可以跟大家讲，他可能是我班上里面最认真的一个。
But he's probably the most serious and diligent one.
如果你们有机会来参加孩子们的圣经班，
If you have a chance to join us one day,
如果你站在我的位置上，
If you are in my position,
你可以看见孩子们他们上课的情形。
Then you can see everyone in class.
有的是这样子。
Some look like that.
有的是这样子。
Some like that.
还有的是这样子。可是这一位十岁的孩子，
But this 10-year-old child,
每一次我看到他的时候，他手里面一定有一支笔。
Every time I see him, he would have a hand.
每一次我看到他的时候，
Every time I see him,
他已经在讲义上面他做笔记。
He's writing something on the handout, on the note.
我们有一次期中考，
We had a midterm one time.
上礼拜有一次期末考。
And last week we had a final.
虽然他的成绩不是班上最好的。
Even though his score was not the best.
每一次我一看到他的作业，我一直看到他交出来的一个考试。
But every time I see his homework and his exams.
我不禁要为他祷告，我不禁要为他在神面前求祝福。
And I could not help but praying and asking God for blessing in his life.
神是不偏待人的。
God does not show favoritism.
我想问一下，今天在座的有没有一个人是少于十岁的？
May I ask if anyone is younger than 10 years old?
有没有？
Anyone?
没有。哦，有，有刚出生几个月的。
Jasmine, half year old.
盼望我们这一些年轻人，盼望我们这些成年人。
I hope all of us, adults and the youth.
愿意神兴起我们里面向着他的渴慕。
May the Lord stir up longing for him.
愿意神兴起我们里面摆在我们里面那一股火热的爱。
and rekindle the love that He placed in us.
我们真的要起来直追啊！
That we can rise up and pursue.
我们真的是要求神再来恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天开始的时候，我们要先带弟兄姊妹们读一段的圣经。
Before we start, we will read a passage.
好像有好长的一段的时间，我们没有在主日一下子带弟兄姊妹们读圣经了。
It's been a while that we read the passage together.
今天我们读的圣经也可能会多一点。
Maybe our Bible reading will be a little bit more.
那盼望每一次主的话，真的是我们读的时候都存在我们的心中。
I hope that we can always store God's love, God's word in our heart.
成为我们心里面的力量。
And becomes the strength of our heart.
我们先来读上个主日我们所读过的箴言书十六章二十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16.
箴言书十六章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 25。
无论你是读中文、读英文，我都希望你能够读出来。我们一起来读。
Let's read out loud. Proverbs 16 verse 25.
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。在圣经里面有很多的时候是用一句话用一个人来代表整个的人类的光景。
Sometimes the Bible will use one statement to represent the condition and the way of man.
可能上面没有一个名字叫做马邦彦，可能上面也没有一个名字叫做杨俊。
Maybe a Bible does not name our name.
可能上面也没有一个名字叫做 Joseph Chan。
Maybe the Bible does not say this is for Joseph Chan.
但是所写的却适用在我们每一个人的身上。
But yet it applies to every one of us.
这一个代表的意念在神来看是很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important to God that He means to generalize.
因为我们在读的时候，你不会把它读到别人的身上，这是他，不是我。
So when we read it, that's not applied to someone else.
当神在这里说有一条路人以为正至终成为死亡之路的时候，
When God is saying that he, there's a way that seems right to a man but in the end it's
death. 这个人就说到我啊，
And that man about me.
这不是我在外的，
it's not,
我是被包括在这个人的里面的。
So I'm not excluded from this statement, I'm included in this statement.
同样的在圣经里面也有特别将名字指出来的情形。
And then some passages the Bible will specifically name certain people.
同样的在神的眼中这个人也是整个人类的一个代表。
But to God, this man probably represents the whole mankind.
所以当我们读到这一个人神在他身上的工作作为的时候，我们也不会以为那是他，那是神在他特定的作为与我无分无关。
So whenever we read about God's work in certain people's life, that's not to think about it's just work of God in his life.It has nothing to do with me.
这样我们才会在神的面前谦卑，而且极其的迫切领受他要向我们所说的话，他要在我们生命里面所做的每一个工作。
Let's be humble to receive God's word and his work in our life.
今天我就要跟弟兄姊妹们稍微交通保罗这一个人。
Today I want to share with you this person Paul.
请我们翻开圣经新约腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
新约腓立比书第三章。
The book of Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书三章六节，我们一起来读。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 6.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。当你读到这句话的时候，你会觉得是一个很明显的一个冲突。
When you read about this, you can see a strong conflict in this statement.
一方面，他说，保罗说，旧的律法上的义说他是无可指责的。
Thus Paul claims that he was faultless as for legalistic righteousness.
但是弟兄姊妹们，律法是谁赐下来的？
But who gave the law?
是神赐下来的。
Was given by God.
可是在他里面他一个热心来说他却是来逼迫神逼迫教会的，这件事情我等一下再跟弟兄姊妹交通。
But yet he, in his heart there's a zeal to persecute God's church. I will share about this later.
一方面在神所赐的义这个律法的义上他是无可指责的，可是另一方面他的热心他却是逼迫神的，他是逼迫神的教会的。
Before the law that was given by God he was faultless and yet he has this zeal in his heart to persecute God's church.
我们来稍微看见这件事情怎么成就的。我们读使徒行传第八章。
Okay,
新约使徒行传第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章第三节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 3.
我们一起来读。 扫罗却残害教会, 进个人的家, 拉着男女下在监里。 我们知道保罗他得救之前, 他的名字就叫做扫罗, 所以扫罗就是说到保罗这一个人。
Before Paul was converted, his name was Saul, so Saul was actually Paul.
就是热心说他是逼迫神的教会的, 怎么逼迫法? 第八章第三节就说, 他残害教会, 进个人的家, 拉着男女下在监里。
He claimed himself for being zealous to persecute God's church. How did he persecute? Chapter 8, verse 3 says, he was going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison. This is not an ordinary
zeal.
Let's continue to look at chapter 9 of Acts, verse
1 to 2. Let's read together. 扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。他不仅仅在耶路撒冷逼迫神的教会。Not
only he was persecuting God's church in Jerusalem.
而且在逼迫教会所有人当中，但不是只有扫罗一个人逼迫，在逼迫所有教会人当中，只有扫罗一个人拿着大祭司的文书，要到大马士继续捉拿逼迫基督徒。And
among all the persecutors of church, Saul was the only one that held the letter from high priest. He was on the way to Damascus to continue persecuting God's church.
哎呀，说真的，用英文讲的话，这 this is a really a fanatic. 他真的是一个疯狂啊，宗教疯狂徒。
Was a religious fanatic.
他逼迫神的教会，他到处逼迫神的教会。若是能的话，他整个世界他要走遍。If
possible, he will go around the world to persecute God's church.
但是这样一个人，在神看，这样逼迫他教会的人，神怎么对待他呢？
But how did God treat such a person?
弟兄姊妹，你换你想想看。 当然我们都不是神，我们一个普通人来说的时候，如果他逼迫我的家人，逼迫到这个地步的话，你是一家的主人，你怎么反应？
Imagine if someone persecute your house and you're the head of the household, how would you respond?
你我怎么反应？
How would you react to it?
我们可能第一个咒诅他。
First, we probably will curse this person.
是不是？ 第二个，我们里面有报复的心态。
Or we might want to retaliate.
好几年前，我们在洛杉矶遇到一个女孩子，她为什么要来美国？因为她就想着有一天，她在美国有办法，她要回中国替她的父亲报仇。Several
years ago, we met a girl in Los Angeles, and all she was thinking about is one day she wanted to go back to China to revenge for her father.
因为她的父亲在中国被人陷害，关在监牢里面去了。Because
her father was wronged by people and was in prison.
她本来想。 本来原先是想办法想要弄一把枪去报复的。Initially,
she wanted to get lay hold of a gun to retaliate.
但她没有那个管道。But
she could not get a hold of gun.
她想找个办法先来美国。So
she wanted to come to the United States.
等到以后有点办法的时候再回中国去报复。And
then maybe after some time, when she's all ready, she will go back to China.
保罗极力的逼迫神的教会，神怎么对待保罗呢？
But Paul persecuted the church of God. How did God react to
it? Let's
continue to read Acts chapter 9, verse 3 to 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
保罗行路将到大马士，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？” 主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，起来进城去。做当作的事，必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。” 有人拉他的手，领他进了大马舍，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。神回应保罗就是向他显现。
God's reaction to Paul was to appear to him.
神回应保罗就是将他自己启示给他。
God's reaction was to reveal himself to Paul.
神知道扫罗这样子逼迫神，逼迫神的教会，是因为他不信，是因为他不明白的缘故。
Because God knew the reason that Paul persecuted the church is because he did not know.
今天你我许许多多今天坐在这里的人，我们以前不信耶稣的时候，对于神有我们自己的看法。
We all had our ideas of God before we became Christians.
甚至在你我的心里，在你我的口里，也曾经亵渎过神。
We probably even blasphemed before against
God. 神都知道。
God knew it all.
神不是要来咒诅我们的。
But God did not come to curse us.
神知道我们不信他，神知道我们不明白，不认识他。
God knew that we did not believe in him because we did not know him.
甚至今天他救了我们。
Even today after he saved us.
他救我们不仅仅脱离这个世界，他救我们原是要我们跟随他。
Not only that he delivered us from this world, he saved us so that we can follow him.
但是我们得救之后，许多的时候我们仍然走自己的路。
But even after our conversion, a lot of times we still walk on our own way.
神同样也认识我们的情形。
But God knows our condition too.
我们对他仍然是不信的多。
Even though we still most times disobey.
我们仍然是无知的多。
And then we are mostly ignorant.
神怎么回应我们？
But how does God respond to us?
神怎么回应我们的无知？神怎么回应我们的不信？
How does God react to our ignorance and disbelief?
这在我们基督徒的生活里面，跟随他的路程是一个很重要的一个问题，我们需要神给我们答案的。
This is a very important question for our following the Lord and we need the answer.
不然我们一生就好像虽然得救了仍然走自己的路。
Otherwise, even though we are saved, we could still be walking out our own ways.
虽然不至于到那个灭亡的境界。
Maybe we might not perish.
弟兄姊妹们，上两个礼拜，当余弟兄在这里说的时候，到了那一日，我们从火经过，什么都烧得光光的了。
Two weeks ago, brother, you shared with us that on that day of judgment, we would be like walking through the fire, everything else would be burned up.
神需要向我们显现。
So God needs to appear to us.
神需要说话，启示他自己在我们生命的深处。
God needs to speak to us and reveal himself in our deepest heart.
请我们读新约约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14. The Gospel of John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
Verse 6.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
今天每一个人在他心中，他都觉得在走一条道路。
Everyone is walking on a way.
不信的人心里面有一条路。
The unbelievers have a way.
圣经里面讲得很清楚，就是走在死亡的路上。
But the Bible clearly tells us it's a way to death.
但是神的儿女今天在我们每一个人身上，我们也在走一个路。
And all children of God are walking on the way too.
到底这一条路是不是耶稣？
Is this way Jesus?
可能这是更严重的问题。
And this is a very serious question.
耶稣是不是你我的道路？
Is Jesus your way and our way?
我们走在这条路上，我们知不知道在路中是耶稣在迎接我们？
Do we have the assurance that at the end of the way, Jesus will be there waiting for us?
是不是他展开他的双臂，这样子在欢迎我们？
Will Jesus be opening up his arms to welcome us?
并且称赞我们一生的道路跟随他，是说我们配得他的称赞。
And then, will he be giving us praises?
我们最后读希伯来书十一章。
Lastly, let's read the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
我们读第十节十三节
Let's read verse 10 and 13
请我们一起来读
Let's read together
因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的十三节这一些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的却从远处望见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的这一条路就叫做寄居的道路 叫做客旅的道路。
And this is the way which is the pilgrim way of aliens and strangers.
这条路就是一个信心的道路，是外面的眼睛看不见的。
This is a way of faith which cannot be seen by flesh
eyes. 但是里面的眼睛却看得一清二楚的。
But yet the inner eyes can see it very clearly.
不仅里面的眼睛看得一清二楚，而且在肉身的日子的里面是撇下一切看得见的，专一跟随主的。
This way is very clearly seen by our inner eyes, so that we will be able to forsake all and follow it.
我们天然的生命有两个大的一个特点。
The two characteristics of our natural life.
天然生命第一个的特点叫做无知。
The first characteristic is ignorance.
啊，这跟我们现在所有的人的所受的教导都不一样。我们觉得现在的人知识可多着呢。
This is contrary to what we have learned or been taught, because we all think that we're very
knowledgeable today. 特别现在是一个网络的时代。
Especially this is the age of internet.
我们还有杨军弟兄是一个 Google guy.
And then we have Brother June from Google.
你有什么 information 你找不到的呢？
Is there any information that you cannot find?
这个是一个知识爆发的时代。
And this is a knowledge explosion age.
但是天然人的生命的第一个特点就叫做无知。
But yeah, the first characteristic of our natural life is ignorance.
我们对于神是一无所知的。
We know nothing about God.
我们对于神的性情、生命是一无所知的。
We know nothing about God's nature and personality.
我们对于神他手中要做的工作也是一无所知的。
And we're ignorant about what God is doing in his hand.
所以人天然生命的第二个特点，因着无知所产生出来的，就叫做无能。
So the second characteristic of our natural life is the frailty.
就是我们没有能力过神要我们过的那种生活。
We have no power to live the life that God intends us to live.
这件事情从律法的颁布下来，显示出我们所有一切的无能。
And the giving of the law just shows how powerless we are.
在摩西所办的十诫里面有六条诫命是说到人与人之间的关系。
Six out of the Ten Commandments given by Moses talk about the relationships in our life.
从第一条人与人之间的关系里面就显出人的无能。
The first relationship, the first commandment regarding a relationship just reveals.
说到我们每一个人都要孝敬自己的父母亲。
It says every one of us should honor our parents.
我相信今天在我们做的当中呢，并没有一个人特别要背逆自己的父母亲。
I'm sure none of us deliberately disobey or rebel against our parents.
但是要说到我们来孝敬我们的父母亲，照着神来看的时候，没有一个人达得到的。
But then in God's standard, no one can reach that standard.
所以显示出我们天然人的生命有一个大的特点，叫做没有能力。
It just reveals how powerless we are.
我们没有能力行神一切一个生命的特质。
We lack the power to do and to live the to live out the characters that God intends us to live.
上一个主日，丁凤姊妹在那里做见证。
Last Sunday, Sister 丁凤 gave a testimony.
她本来觉得，哎呀，她的爱是要来造福人群的。
She used to think that she has this great love to benefit the whole mankind.
等到有一天神光照她的时候
，Until one day God revealed to her.
她发现她里面有一个很深的嫉妒在里面。
She realized that she has a deep jealousy in her heart.
连这个所谓造福人群的这个意念里面还藏着一个看不见的嫉妒。
Even her intention, her purpose to benefit mankind, conceals a deep jealousy in it.
所以圣经里面才讲到说，有一条路人以为正，但是不是正路，却成为死亡之路，没有一点的能力来改变。
That's why the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but at the end it leads to death because we have no power to do good.
今天在圣经里面，旧约里面，让我们看到是以色列人的所经过的一段历史。
The Old Testament is a history of Israelites.
以色列人是说到人的一个代表。
And the Israelites represent the whole mankind.
所有说到以色列人的光景与我们都有关系的。
The conditions that are described in the Old Testament has.To do with us too.
请问弟兄姊妹们一个问题，在以色列历史里面最黑暗的一段时期什么时候？
May I ask, when is the darkest period in Israel history?
四世纪。
It's during the time of Judges.
四世纪的时候，神怎么说四世纪这段的以色列历史？
How did God comment on this period with the judges?
神这样子说的。
God said.
他说：“从以色列人出埃及直到今日
，Ever since the Israelites left Egypt until today。”
他说：“这样子的事没有行过，也没有见过。”
I've never seen such a thing.
这件事情我就留给弟兄姊妹回去看, 就在士师记第19章。
It's in the book of Judges, chapter 19.
这一段时间是以色列人当中最黑暗的时间。
That period is the darkest period in Israel history.
是他们的道德最低落堕落的一段的时期。
They have the most moral corruption.
那时候他们有一个特别的光景。
They have a special condition.
神是这样子说到他们的情形。
And God commented on it.
他说那一个时候以色列人没有王。
At that time, there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was fit.
我把原文的翻译翻出来。 让大家弟兄姊妹听一下。
I'll translate the original context.
那时以色列人没有王。
At that time, there was no king in Israel.
个人照自己眼睛以为正的去行。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
每一个人都是照着他眼睛所以为正的去行他的道路。
Everyone did what seemed to be right in his own eyes.
结果所带进来的却是以色列历史里面道德最黑暗的一段时期。
As a result, it brought forth the darkest period in Israel history.
最主要的症结就在前面这一句话。
And then the key element, the key cause was the statement.
就是以色列没有王。
That there was no king in Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你走这条道路的时候，
As we are walking on this way today，
你是根据你所领受的知识，你所得到的见识，还有你自己的思考分析所定出来的，是不是？
Do you walk according to your thinking pattern, your value system, your plan?
如果是的时候，我们跟以色列人当时的情形一无两样。
If the answer is yes, we are no different one from the Israelites in during the time of Judges.
因为在你一切的这条路上，并没有神在其中。
Because there's no God in your way.
到底谁是你这条路上的王？
So who is your king on this pilgrimage?
我想第一件事情，你一定说我，当然是我自己。
You probably would say, of course, it's me, myself.
其实不是。
Actually, no, it should not be.
其实是世界做的这条道路的王。
Actually, it's the world. When you say that, you're actually considering the world as your king.
在哥林多后书第四章说到怎么样世界在我们这个人做王掌权的光景。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 describes our condition when the world reigns in our heart.
当世界在我们身上做王的时候，它第一件事情就是弄瞎了我们的心眼。
When the world reigns in our heart, the first thing it does is to blind the eyes of our heart.
这句话不晓得怎么翻译哈，但是中国人都很清楚。我们是不是常常说，有人的眼睛不长在这里，长在哪里？长在哪里？长在哪里？头顶上。
We Chinese people often describe some people who are arrogant would say that their eyes are not on their face but on the top of their head.
你为什么会说到说他的眼睛长在头上？
Why do we say someone's eyes are on the top of their head?
因为你知道他现在的情形明明是对的还是不对的？ 诶，回答一下， 是对的还是不对的？ 不对的。 如果他对的话，你会不会说他眼睛长在头上？ 会不会？ 不会的。 你为什么说他的眼睛长在头上？ 是因为他的情形对还不对？ 不对， 是不是？ 这是第一个情形，你知道他情形完全不对的。 第二个情形， 也不至于说眼睛长在头上嘛， 为什么要说眼睛长在头上？
So we use that description to describe when someone's condition is abnormal. Why?
我们说他眼睛长在头上， 就是说他能不能认识到自己不对的光景？ 他能不能认识？ 他不能认识啊。
When we say someone's eyes are on top of their head, this person cannot understand his own truth condition.
就是他的错误在我们来看是很明显的， 可是 他一点都不觉得，他一点都没有看见，所以他的眼睛长在哪里？ 长在哪里呢？ 眼睛长在吗？头上。
So this person's mistakes are probably very clear to us, and yet this person is totally ignorant of his own weaknesses.
今天世界的王在我们所有人身上，他第一件做的事情就是弄瞎了我们的心眼。
So the first thing the king of the world does to us is to blind our inner eyes.
所以刚刚我们跑到神的面前的时候，我们就说：“哎，主啊，我又哪里犯错了？”
So when we come before God, we will say, okay, what did I do wrong, God?
诶，主啊，我又哪里偏行歧路了？
God, how can you say that I'm walking on my own way? It's because the king of the world, the God of this world, blinded the eyes of our heart.
让我们不仅仅不认识神，也不认识我们真正自己的光景。
Not only that, we do not know about God, we do not know about our true condition either.
这样的时候，只有神自己能够来救我们。
Under such circumstances, only God can save us.
为什么早上要说到保罗这一个人？
Why do we talk about Paul this morning?
因为保罗他就是一个代表。
Because he is a representative of
保罗就说到今天新约圣徒的一个代表。
And he represents the saints in the New Testament.
我盼望今天我们读保罗的时候，我们不是把他摆在高高在上，我们不能来效法他的。
I hope we do not place Paul in a position that there's no way for us to learn from him.
好像我们保罗，我们跟弟兄姊妹交通多的时候，我们就觉得，哎，他是他，我是我，我永远没有办法像他那样子爱主。
Let's not ever say or think that Paul's Paul and I can never become like him.
如果是这样子的话，神他就不会把保罗摆在我们的面前。If
this is God's intention, God will not show us his story in the Bible.
如果神是这样子的话，他也不会把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来，成为一个肉身的耶稣，在我们的当中。If
this is what God thinks, then he will not have given us his only begotten son to be in our midst.
是的，我们承认今天我们不像耶稣。
Yes, we admit that we are not like Jesus yet.
我们也承认我们不像保罗。
And we are not like Paul either.
今天千万在我们里面不能有一个意识地念说，哎呀，他就是他，我就是我。
But let us never think that Paul is Paul, I am I.
弟兄姊妹们，若是有这样的意念来的话，我敢说绝对不是从神来的。
I would for sure tell you that this thought does not come from God.
仇敌就是要在我们里面弄瞎我们的心眼。
Because the enemy wants to blind the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们里面的那一个渴慕，那个愿意来跟随主的心智越来越低，越来越低。
Just to decrease our desire to follow God.
让世界上所有在我们生命生活里面的压力一直压着我们，让我们总是有一个借口：主啊，你永远是主，保罗永远是保罗。
And then the enemy just tried to increase the pressure of our life so that eventually we'll say, Oh Lord, you are always Lord, and then Paul is always Paul. It has nothing to do with me. I shared with brothers and sisters during the prayer meeting last Tuesday night.
我常常在我里面软弱，可是我里面有一个不甘心。
I often feel weak in my heart. But yet, I still have a strong desire.
我就是不甘心，保罗是保罗，我是我。I
just cannot take it that Paul remains to be Paul and I remain to be myself.
我就是不甘心。I just
can't take it.
不是说我要做什么大功，我要做什么大事，不是。It's
not like I want to do something great, no.
神不偏待人。
Because God does not show favoritism.
千万不要中了仇敌的诡计。
Do not fall into the schemes of the enemy.
今天做父母亲的没有偏待哪一个儿女的。
Parents do not show favoritism to their children.
当保罗他最后说的时候，当跑的路我已经跑过的时候。
At the end of Paul's life, when he claims that I have finished the race.
美好的仗我已经打过了。
And I have fought a good fight.
所信的道已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
这是给我们所有每一个儿女的。
And that is for every one of us, children of God.
他原先是一个逼迫神教会的人。
Before, he was a persecutor of God's church.
他原先是一个自以为义的人。
And he was a self-righteous man.
他天然生命，你看，显示出他两个，一个大的无知，一个大的无能。
And his natural life just shows how ignorant and how weak and powerless he was.
他的第一个无知显于说，旧律法的义说他是无可指责的。
As for the legalistic righteousness, he was flawless.
所以今天我们传福音的话，有两种人是比较难信耶稣的。
So when we share the gospel to people, there are two kinds of people. It's hard for them to believe.
第一个就是说他不觉得有需要，他不觉得有任何需要的人。
The first type, those who do not feel the need.
所以你跟他传耶稣，你要传耶稣的爱、耶稣的恩典，他因为他里面没有任何一点的需要，所以这样的人是比较难的。Because
they have no need for anything, it's hard for them to accept the love of Jesus.
这些事情在我们当中年轻人也蛮普遍的。And
the condition is quite common among young people.
今天在年轻人当中。 你看会问他一句话，他说, What do you care about?
Today, if you ask young people, what do you care about?
他常会回答你, I don't care anything.
They might say, I don't care anything.
他什么都不在乎啊?
They don't care anything.
Do you care? 你在乎吗? 你在乎神在我们身上的工作吗?
Do you care about God's work in our life?
你在乎神? 在保罗身上的工作也要做在我们身上吗?
Do you care that God will do the same work that he did on Paul?
Hopefully, our answer is not, I don't care.
真的?
那第二种情形的人也很难进入这个福音的实际。
The second type of people that are hard to accept the gospel
就是自以为义的人。
Are those who are self-righteous.
他完全看他所做一切都是好的。
They see everything they do good.
所以不需要神，不需要耶稣进入他的生活的里面。
They do not need God nor Jesus in their life.
什么叫做就律法上的义说是无可指责的？
So what does it mean when Paul says, "As for legalistic righteousness, I'm faultless"?
这一句话在罗马书第七章的时候，保罗亲自为我们做了解答。
But then Paul resolved this. In Romans chapter 7.
无可指责是在人的面前是无可指责啊。
Yes, he might appear faultless before men.
刚才我曾经跟弟兄姊妹提到, 十诫里面有几条说到人与人之间的关系。
I just shared with you how many out of the Ten Commandments are about relationships with men.
几条? 有六条, 对不对? So,
six out of ten commandments
前面,
talk about relationship with men.
前面五条都是有行为表现出来的。
And then the first five of them, there will be actions associated with it.
好，我们试试看，好不好？
Okay, let's try.
第一条，孝敬父母。
The first, to honor your parents.
对不对？会有行为表现出来的。
Yes, there will be deeds associated with it.
杀人会不会有一个行为？
Do not murder. Yes.
会不会有？
You will see actions if someone murders.
好，偷盗会不会有一个行为？
Do not steal. Yes, you will see action if someone steals.
奸淫会不会有行为?
Do not commit adultery. Yes, you will see action.
我向你们点个头，要不然我就讲不下去了。 奸淫是不是行为?
Yes, there will be action associated
with it. 做假见证是不是一个行为?
Do not produce false witness. Yes, you will see actions or behaviors.
我这样子说好了，今天在我们当中呢，大概所有的人这五条呢，都过关了。
I can probably say that none of us committed any of these five commandments.
所以呢，大概所有的人都可以跟保罗一样，就律法的一说，我是无可指责的。So
maybe all of us can boast like Paul did, says, "As for legalistic righteousness, I'm faultless."
但所有的人到了第六条的时候，全部都fail。But
everyone will fail in front of the.
因为第六条是没有行为的。Because
the last one. Does not have it does not forbid.
我们来说说第六条是什么？第六条是什么？他说不可贪恋人的房子，不可贪恋人的妻子、奴仆、牛驴，并他一切所有的。请问这个贪恋有没有行为出来
？Okay, the last one says you should not covet your neighbor's house. You should not covet your neighbor's wife. Or his servants, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbors.
我再这样做个比喻，如果今天我真的贪恋了，你知不知道我贪恋？
Let me explain in another way. If I do covet, do you know that I'm coveting?
你们知不知道？
Would you know
知不知道?
That I covet?
不知道。
You wouldn't know.
谁知道？
But who knows?
谁知道？
But who knows?
谁知道？
God knows.
当保罗一蒙恩得救的时候
So after Paul was saved
他的那个无可指责就从他的身上怎么样全部退下去了
He no longer considered himself faultless
他知道他绝对不是无可指责
Because he knew he was not faultless
所以在罗马书第七章的时候
That's why in Romans chapter 7
保罗给我们做一个见证
Paul gave a testimony to us
他里面就是有这个贪恋在他的中
Because there's a covet in his heart
这是我们天然生命的物质
And that is the nature of our life
是这样一个人为我们做了很好的见证
So this person gave a very good testimony
另一方面他说他是逼迫神教会的
On the other hand he says he was persecuting God's church
这个对于我们是一个很大的警, 警惕。
For us, this is a great warning.
我盼望这一句话我们也能够听得进去。
I hope we can comprehend it.
我们所有天然人生命的最强的那一点，就是你抵挡神最厉害的那个地方。
You know, the strongest trait of our natural life is usually the point where you rebel God the most.
所以我们每一个人抵挡神的地方都不一样。
Every one of us will rebel against God in different areas.
因为我们每一个人天然生命的强点都不太一样。
Because our natural strengths are different in different areas.
常常我们的眼睛没有被神开启的时候。
Before our eyes are opened by God.
我们还常常带着我们生命里面的最强的点去侍奉神。
We often use our natural strength, the strongest point of our natural life to serve God.
我们的眼睛没有被开启之前
，before our eyes were open，
我们就是带着我们生命里面的最强点来侍奉神和神的家。
We serve God and God's house with our natural strength.
可是，在神来看，这是逼迫他，还有逼迫神的家。
But to God, you are actually persecuting God and His church.
因为我们天然生命里面的最强点没有神在其中。
Because the strength, our natural strength does not have God in it.
因为我们天然生命里面的最强点是完全独立于神的。
Because our natural strength, the strongest point of our natural life is independent of God.
所以这显出我们天然生命里面完全一点能力都没有。
And then at the same time, it just shows how powerless.
如果神不是让我们看见了。
If God does not reveal this to us,
如果神不是伸手介入我们的生命，
if God does not intervene in our life,
我们就是一生一世在黑暗的里面与神为仇为敌。
And we remain all our life in darkness to be enemies
of God. 感谢神，今天神不是这样子对待的保罗。
But we thank God today He did not treat Paul like that.
我们也感谢神，今天他不是这样子对待我们每一个人。
And Paul did not, and God did not treat everyone.
我们每一个人天然生命里面的黑暗，神唯有神能够让我们照明出来。
Only God can illuminate the dark spots in our life.
所以耶稣基督必须要来到我们的当中。
That's why Jesus Christ has to come to us.
在上个主日聚会，在福音聚会里面最后的时候，我说到耶稣基督的怜悯，还有他最大的慈爱。
Last Sunday, I talked about God, the mercy of Jesus Christ and His great love.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
耶稣站在那里，他有一个呼召，他说：“来吧。”
Jesus was making a call. It says, come.
凡劳苦担重担的都到我这里来。
Every one of you who are very heavy laden, come.
这一句话说出来很不容易啊。
This is not an easy statement to make.
今天这个时代，每一个人都有一个疾病，你我都有的。
Because today, every one of us has a disease. Every one of us.
就是程度不一样而已。
有
的人他程度比较厉害一点，他一定要吃药。
Some may have this disease that's more serious. They have to be on medication and some don't.
今天我们每一个人都有一个病叫做 depression.
Every one of us suffering to a certain extent depression.
所以有的人比较厉害的，他就必须吃那个能够让他这个忧郁症能够降低一点的药。
Some suffer more severely. They have to take antidepressant.
那再更厉害的，他吃药也不行了，他只能被送到一个疗养院里面去。
And some they have even more. They're more serious, and then they have to send to mental hospital.
今天有能存在这里做医生。
Today we have doctors here.
能存，你愿不愿意到精神病院面前，你大喊说来吧？
As Dr. Huang, are you willing to go to a mental hospital and make a call to them and say, come to me?
来吧，凡劳苦担重担的都到我这里来吧。
He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden.
能存，你愿不愿意？
Are you willing to do that?
我们当中有没有人愿意？
Yeah, any one of us will willing.
我们的意念就成了，不是来吧，是说什么？平平安安的去吧。
What we want to say is not come to me, but go in peace.
主耶稣讲这一句话，你说到他生命里面有多大的丰富吗？
When Jesus said this,Can we see what abundance?
如果今天这句话进到你生命的里面，我敢说，你我的生命就一定不一样。
If such abundance goes into our life, I would say our life would be.
那我们这个人的生命比那个关在疗养院里面的那些人更没有救啊。
Actually, the condition of our life is even more hopeless than those who are locked up in mental hospital.
神，今天主耶稣基督在这里呼召我们。
But yeah, Jesus Christ is making a call to us.
他说：“来吧。”
He calls and says, "Come to me."
所有劳苦担重担的到我这里。
All you who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
我必使你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
说这一些日子我特别需要主给我安息。
These days I particularly need God's rest.
有一些的情形，最近一阵子有一些晚上没有办法睡觉。
There are some things that cause me to lose sleep on many nights.
半夜醒过来的时候，是太睡不下去了。
As I wake up in the middle of the night, I cannot fall back to sleep.
我真的还想来就近耶稣。
So I just have to come to Jesus.
我不晓得你们的情形怎么样，你们是不是一觉到天亮？
I don't know about you. Maybe you can easily sleep through the night.
你们有没有劳苦重担
？Do you have any worries or burden?
有的话点一下头。
If you do, please not.
我们都来到主的面前，好不好
？Let's all come before the Lord, okay?
他能够使我们得到真正的安息。
Because He can give you true rest.
神是这样子怜悯与恩典临到我们每一个人身上。
God comes to us with great mercy and love.
对不起，我今天会稍微讲长一点。
Sorry,
那一天也就是这样子怜悯与恩典临到保罗的身上。
Because that day, God's great mercy and love came to Paul.
保罗完全对于自己的无知与能无能完全都不知道。
Paul was totally ignorant about his ignorance and powerlessness.
他以为他为神大发热心，拿着大祭司的文书要到大马士去捐拿那些信耶稣的人。
He thought he was zealous for God with the letter of high priest. He wanted to persecute people in Damascus.
其实圣经里面不是这样写的。
But actually, the Bible did not say like.
圣经里面是说他去捉拿那一些属乎这条道路之上的人。
The Bible says he was going to capture those who follow this way.
Who are off the way?
Who are off the way?
他去捉拿那一些行在耶稣基督道路之上的这一些的人。
He was going to capture those who are off the way.
你信耶稣，你的生活没有改变。Nobody really cares.
If after you believe in Jesus, your life does not change, then nobody will care about it.
连仇敌他也不 care.
Even the enemy will not pay attention to you.
如果今天你对于神所有一切的回应，你每一次回应都说 I don't care.
If all your responses to God is I don't care,
仇敌他也不 care.
Then the enemy will not care about you either.
保罗要捉拿哪一些人？
What kind of people does Paul want to
persecute? 保罗真的要捉拿的就是那些 care, 就那些在乎耶稣基督愿意走在这条路上的那一些的人。
He only wants to persecute those who care about Jesus and are walking on this way.
Do you care?
Do you care?
Are you ready? 你我预备好了没有？这路不是在我们的嘴上说出来的。这路是用我们的生命生活里面显出来的。
This way is not for us to just talk about. It's manifest in our life.
神的怜悯临到保罗的身上。
God's mercy came to Paul.
神亲自向他显现。
And God appeared to Paul.
我实在没有办法强调这件事情在我们基督徒生命里面到底有多重要。
I cannot emphasize more the importance of God's appearing.
我想我把这个点讲得清楚一点。
I hope to elaborate on this.
绝对不是说有耶稣基督显现跟启示的人，他们就比人高一点，绝对不是这样。
We're not saying that those who have experienced the revelation appearing of Jesus Christ, they're better or in higher.
但是我可以这样子说。
But yet we can say this.
没有耶稣基督显现跟启示的人，没有办法跟随主。
Without the appearing and revelation of Jesus Christ, none of us can follow the Lord.
可能你心里面你也火热的爱耶稣。
Maybe you love the Lord fervently.
可能你心里面也定义要跟随耶稣。
Or you resolve to follow Jesus.
我就举一个圣徒的例子让大家做个参考。
Give an example of a saint for your reference.
在所有跟随耶稣的里面有一个女子是最爱耶稣的。大家知道她是谁吗？
Among all the followers, there's a woman who loved Jesus the most. Do you know who that is?
可不可以说一下马大拉的玛利亚
Mary the Magdalene
所有跟随耶稣的里面的最爱耶稣的
She was the one that loved Jesus the most of among all the followers
到主耶稣复活的那一天他有没有去找坟墓里面的耶稣
On the day of resurrection of Jesus did she go to the tomb?
结果他所看到的坟墓是一个空的坟墓还是有耶稣的这个身体在那里
So what kind of tomb did she see?
是有空的坟墓
Was an empty tomb
关键就在这里
That is the key
一个空的坟墓不会让玛利亚里面得到一个亮光耶稣基督从死里复活 没有。
An empty tomb did not reveal, did not enlighten Mary to understand that Jesus has resurrected.
今天我们传福音的时候，我们也常常传空的坟墓。
Today when we preach the gospel, we often preach the tomb was empty.
说真的，传一个空的坟墓不会叫人得救。
But the story of an empty tomb would not cause someone to be saved.
就像那一天，一个空的坟墓不能让马大拉的玛利亚相信主已经复活了。
Just like that day, an empty tomb would not cause Mary to believe that Jesus has resurrected.
请大家注意下面这一句话。
Please note the next
one. 当抹大拉的玛利亚知道坟墓是空的时候，她哭了。
After Mary Magdalene found the empty tomb, she cried.
为什么？
Why?
她完全绝望了。
Because she lost all her hope.
一个空的坟墓不是代表玛利亚一个从死里主从死里复活的一个启示。
The empty tomb did not reveal to Mary that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
一个空的坟墓是代表玛利亚一个完全的绝望。耶稣，你的身体被谁拿走了？我为什么找不到？
The empty tomb only caused Mary to become hopeless and despaired. Where's Jesus' body? Someone stole it.
主耶稣向玛利亚显现。
Then Jesus appeared to Mary.
主耶稣亲自向玛利亚显现。
Lord Jesus appeared to Mary.
主耶稣没有让玛利亚来摸他一下。
Jesus did not allow her to touch him.
但是主耶稣向玛利亚显现的时候，玛利亚，你们得到一个大的力量。
And after Jesus appeared to Mary, Mary received this great power.
她再也不哭了。
She would no longer cry.
她里面有一个活泼的盼望。
She has a living hope.
她知道耶稣从死里复活了。
She knows that Jesus has resurrected.
唯有从死里复活耶稣的显现能够让我们脱离这个地在我们身上所有一切的捆绑。
Only the appearance of the resurrected Jesus Christ can free us from the bondage of this world.
今天在我们的身上都还有属地的捆绑。
Today all of us have to a certain extent bondage of this world.
不是只有一般弟兄姊妹们有。
It's not only to the
进神学院读神学院的学生里面有。
Even students at seminary schools, they do have bondage.
在神学院里面教书的教授身上也有。
And the same with the professors at seminary schools.
在传道人的身上也有。
And the same with the pastors.
今天在每一个神儿女的身上都还有一个从世界来的捆绑。
Every single child of God still has to a certain extent bondage of the
world. 这个捆绑不是靠着我自己就能够脱离的。
We cannot by our own strength be free from this bondage.
那一天神向去大马路路上的保罗显现了。
That day God appeared to Paul on the way to Damascus.
他以往还有所有对于自己律法的认识，对于己生命，对于神生命的认识，在这里全部得到一个大的释放。
And he was free from his own knowledge of God of himself.
那一天，他脸上有鳞片。
That day, the scale on his eyes.
他的眼睛不能看见。
He has scales on his eyes that he could not see.
但他里面的眼睛可明亮了。
But yet.His inner eyes was illuminated.
他的情形有一个何等大的改变。
And his condition had a drastic turn.
以前他外面的眼睛是看得见的，里面的眼睛是黑暗的。
Before his outer eyes could see, yet the inner eyes was blind.
但是现在，他外面的眼睛虽然看不见了，里面的眼睛却明亮起来了。
Now for a moment, his outer eyes were blind, but yet his inner eyes were open.
复活耶稣向他显现，带给他大的能力。三天他不吃也不喝。
The appearance of the resurrected Jesus gave him great power. For 3 days, he did not eat or drink.
每一个人今天都吃都喝。
Every one of us today eats and drink.
我在这里要说的一个点就是说，弟兄姊妹们不要小看了我们这个人的受造在神面前的尊贵。
Well, my point is that do not despise the value of our value in front of God.
我们这个人是神所造的。
Because we're all created by God.
何等的尊贵。
How valuable and noble.
不是说我们吃得饱喝得够我们这个人就得到满足的。
We cannot just be satisfied merely by eating and drinking.
神不是这样造人的。
God did not create us for that.
神造我们太尊贵了。
God created us to be noble.
在我们里面有一个更大的需要不是我们外面的吃喝能够满足我们的。
And God created a desire in us that cannot be satisfied by merely drinking and eating.
只有复活的耶稣基督能够成为我们唯一的满足。
Only the resurrected Jesus Christ can satisfy that longing.
我盼望神今天也是这样向我们显现。
I hope today God will appear to us the same way.
每一次神显现的时候一定亲自向我们说话。
Every time God appeared to us, he will speak to us.
当他向我们说话的时候我们才能够真正的来认识他。
Only when he speaks to us that we can understand.
那一天复活的耶稣跟保罗就讲这句话。
That day the resurrected Jesus spoke to Paul.
你为什么逼迫我?
Why are you persecuting me?
这句话一直扎在保罗的心里, 一直扎在保罗的心里。
And that statement kept on piercing Paul's heart.
他说他里面想, 我从来没有逼迫 我所信的主, 我所信的神。
He says, I never persecuted the Lord and God that I believe.
我不过是逼迫耶稣, 我不过是逼迫教会。
I persecuted Jesus, I persecuted his church.
那今天神向我们显现, 复活向我们显现, 耶稣向我们显现的时候, 他里面重新有了一个启示。
After Jesus appeared, he has a new revelation.
不晓得弟兄姊妹们, CUP这样经过之后, 大家现在里面的光景如何?
I don't know what is your condition after we got the CUP.
似乎还不是我们坐下来, 吃喝,
Is it time for us to sit down and eat and drink and be merry?
不晓CUP经过之后, 我们灵里面的光景如何?
I don't know about our spiritual condition after we obtain CUP.
我们灵里面是不是还有很深的一个不满主宰?
Do we still have this longing in our heart?
可是里面是不是也有一个觉得力不从心的一个情形在?
Or we feel powerless to a certain extent?
我们是不是里面觉得还可以跟随耶稣跟随到底?
Do we still feel we can follow Jesus to the end?
我们是不是对于前面我们殿堂所有一切的需要我们觉得哎呀我们成为一个重担?
Or we see our, the needs of our church renovation as a burden.
我们不晓得神还要继续怎么样带领我们走这条殿堂的道路。
I don't know how God will continue to lead us on the, building this new church facility.
但愿弟兄姊妹们你在这些寻求思念的时候有神在其中。
Hope that whenever we ponder upon these things, God will be in our midst.
而不是我们自己又定出来一条自以为正的路。
So that we do not make a way that we see right.
我们盼望是神那样的亲属摆在我们里面再向我们显现再把他的话说在我们里面 再让我们认定基督是我们的道路。
That we once again that we will resolve no other way but Jesus is our way.
有一句话保罗为他自己做的见证我一直很感动的。
A testimony that Paul made about himself always touches me.
在加拉太书第六章第十七节。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17.
他说人都不要搅扰我。
Says finally, let no one cause me trouble. For I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Do we have on our body the marks of Jesus?
到底什么是耶稣的印记?
So what is the mark of Jesus?
当主耶稣向你显现的时候，什么是他的印记?
When Jesus appeared to you, what would be his mark?
他的手有没有钉痕?
It would be the nail marks on his hand.
他的脚有没有钉痕?
There will be nail marks on his feet.
他肋旁有没有枪伤?
And there will be the hole on his side.
今天在我们的身上是不是也有这样的记号在?
Today, do we bear the same marks in our body?
是不是也有这样的印证在?
Do we still bear the same marks on our body?
我们手上的钉痕是, 什么是我们手上的钉痕?
What is the nail marks on our hand?
神真的是带领我们经过, 制作我们, 我们跟以前不一样了。
That God leads us through this way and He works on us so that we will be different.
我所有自己的坚持就在他的面前我所有都deny了,我都舍下了。
All my insistence will be denied before Him.
虽然不明白,
I might not understand.
虽然不能彻透,
maybe I don't comprehend it.
靠着他的恩典我还是跟随你的。
But through His grace, I want to continue to follow.
盼望神今天向我们所说的话, 我们都觉得 没有一个人是觉得 I don't care.
I hope after God speaks to us today, none of us will still say I don't care.
盼望我们每一个人今天都跟主耶稣说 Jesus, I care so much.
Hope everyone of us will say Jesus, I care so much.
你从远处望见了我。
You have seen me from afar.
你从创世以前造了我。
You have created me before the foundation of the earth.
你靠着你的恩典, 我还要继续跟随你。
By your grace, I will continue to follow you.
而且我里面我知道到了路中的时候是你在那里要迎接我。
And I know, I have the assurance that at the end of the way, you will be there to welcome me.
And you say to Jesus, I care. I care a lot. 我真的很在乎你。盼望等一下我们波平纪念组的时候。
Hope, now we're going to have communion meeting.
弟兄妹妹，我可不可以请每一个人，每一个人，我们都先安静在主的面前。
May I ask every one of us pause and have a quiet time before God.
你我，我们都来到主的面前来面对他。
Let's all come before God and face Him.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，都到我这里来。
Jesus says, anyone who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
我必使你们得安息。
I will give you rest.
然后你跟主耶稣说。
Then you tell Jesus.
Jesus, I do care for you.
Jesus, I do care.
I do care about it.
Care about it.
让主从我们里面将他赞美的话，将这个爱从我们身上流出来。
That once again, this love and the words of praise will flow out of us.
我们先唱诗歌320首，唱完之后我们就一起来擘饼纪念主。
Let's sing the hymn of 320, and afterwards we'll have communion together. Speak to our hearts the resurrected word.
将我们的灵举起,
and lift up our spirit.
好叫我们靠着你的恩典可以来跟随你。
So that by your grace we can follow you.
不叫我们对于你，我们觉得已经认识了。
Do not think that we have known you enough.
不叫我们觉得我们可以离开你，我们可以再来走前面的道路。
Or that we can depart you from you and yet still continue.
每一天的生活，每一个选择，主到底你有没有在其中？
Are you in every day of our life and every decision that we make?
你在照亮我们心中的眼睛
Illuminate the eyes of our heart.
不让我们行在我们自己眼睛所以为正的路上
Do not walk on this way that we see right with our own eyes.
却落在一个死亡的光景
And yet we fall into a condition of death.
早上我们为自己我们为所有的弟兄姊妹们求恩典
This morning we want to pray for ourselves and for every one of us.
我们为所爱的教会求恩典
And we pray for grace for our beloved church.
主你真的回到我们的当中
Lord return back to our midst
你真的在这里安居下来
That you will make a dwelling here
你这里来执掌你的王权
That you will reign here
你再来建造你的教会
And build up your church
除去我们里面所有一切的劳苦重担
Remove from us all our worries and burdens
让我们学习单单来仰望你
That we will simply trust in you
我们不知道当如何做
We do not know what to do.
我们的眼目单仰望你。
Yet our eyes are upon you.
我们的眼目单单仰望你。
We our eyes are only upon you.
愿意你复活的生命在我们里面一直兴起。
May the resurrected life be in our midst.
让我们靠着你的恩典过一个属乎这路上的生活。
That by your grace we will live a life that's fitting for this way.
一个又真又活又新的道路。
A true and living new way.
我们把众弟兄姊妹们都一同仰望在你的手中。
We entrust all our brothers and sisters in your hands.
我们等一下要来擘饼纪念你。
We are about to have breaking of bread meeting.
神让我们再被这个爱深深的得着。
Lord, let us once again get laid hold of by this love.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.